fucking made it. The fucking finale, ladies and gentlemen. Season 7.
Big episode 70.
7-0. Only 30 away from episode 100, baby. Big scary. Things coming.
Scary.
Big fucking episode. You guys already know what the fuck we got on deck. The Henny!
Scary hours coming tonight.
We're getting fucked up. Join us for the ride on this episode of Two Deep Podcast. Hey, hey. We are back at it in the fucking lab. You guys know we do something a little bit different for the finale. It's no longer beer. It's hard fucking liquor. We've done vodka, we've done tequila, we've done rum, we've done whiskey. But what have we not done yet? Cognac. My whole life I called it cognac, and I got roasted for it in the last year of my life. It's cognac, it's Henny, it's about to go down.
Bro, I just took a good stare at this bottle and I was like, oh.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
But I mean, you know. When you drink, you drink, right? Yeah, bro. I don't know how to fucking open this.
I got my fucking... Oh. You have it? I have this.
Get that shit open, bro.
Roger.
Fucking let's get this over with, dude. I'm down to kill this
in an
hour.
Paul's been in a bad attitude about this all day long. Tell us why. Why do you hate Henny so much?
No, that's not why. Actually, for reasons that I don't want to mention on the podcast. It has nothing to do with the Henny. It has more to do with drinking a bottle of liquor once every 10 weeks.
Smells fantastic.
Actually,
you know, it doesn't.
I'll tell you why. Because I am a whiskey guy. It's not whiskey.
Obviously, Coke on deck.
Right, and it's not Scotch, but it's similar to Scotch. And I could do that. I could actually do that better than wait. What are you doing?
A little chase action?
What?
Just some chaser.
No, don't pour me a chaser for this shit.
I don't remember the last time I do remember the last time I had Henny, which is going to be a story later on.
Bro, I've never had shots of Henny, actually.
Really? Damn, do you hear that never. Coke fizzing? I hope you guys hear it. It's very calming. Very nice. Paul's our resident barkeeper. Bartender.
That's actually so even.
Yeah, you killed that. Dave and Buster's shot glasses. Finally, the first time since we moved from the soccer house, we have actual shot glasses for the finale.
Oh, fuck, I didn't even realize
that. Realize
it,
right?
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time we were video and we had fucking... The plastic cups that Juan bought.
Oh my god, dude. Right. Fucking what a disaster.
Cheers.
That was.
Let's begin. Little table touch.
Christ.
Honestly?
I mean, I don't need a chaser, but.
Just something to smooth it down with. Holy fuck.
That's literally the alcohol that you take a sip of that and go.
Just some fucking hair. Right on the chest. That's a good fucking... That is how I felt. Woo. Two?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to. Start off right. I'm going to definitely need the chaser for this one. Oh, God. We only do this. Oh. You guys might be wondering. You know, these guys...
Oh, wait. Disclaimer. I'm four Coronas in already.
Oh. That's also a good disclaimer. But, you know... You're probably thinking, you know, these guys are 4 minutes into the episode, dropping it off on a Monday. Usually it's done on a Friday. What the fuck is going on with these fucking clowns? Do they got their shit together? Yes, we have our fucking shit together. But,
Caruso's in quarantine right now. We know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And actually, I almost flaked today. And I was going to use the excuse that it was because he had COVID, but he sniffed the bullshit out because he knows I don't care.
Yeah, he would have came on the day I got tested positive.
Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck.
I was just trying to go out, but I'm still going to... Never mind. No, I'm probably... I mean, I'm going to see what the waves are.
Let's see how the Henny is, but we got their second shot poured up.
Let's see how this one goes down.
Need the... I hate this shit.
You really hate that?
I mean, it's not bad, but it's just like... I haven't had hard liquor like that in a minute. Two shots, bang, bang. Last time was last finale.
Dude, that went down smooth for me. I didn't even have a flinch.
It's not that bad.
This goes down smooth.
It's that whiskey.
Who's this, your mom?
Rum taste.
Just live from the deep response.
Yes.
To our post, because we are recording this on Friday. I believe that's Caruso's mom saying.
Yes.
Lol, lol.
Lol, lol, lol. Gets a nice little laugh.
Christine, thank you so much for tuning in, or, well, maybe not tuning in, but listening into our episode and listening to your son drink himself to sleep.
I thought you were talking about your girl. I was like, what?
No, Christina.
Yes.
God help me if she's listening.
No, yeah, I mean, mom's always supportive. She knows we're drinking responsibly. But yeah, I got COVID. Me and my girl went out to eat dinner on Friday, and this is when I noticed things started to get weird, right?
Am I using all these ice cubes?
No, just use a couple for now, a couple for the next one, you know? Like two each, I think.
Bro,
right?
We got two each. We got three left, dog.
We should have four
left. The math don't add up.
Damn.
Well.
Same issue as last time, regardless.
Bro, I'm about to pour some heavy ass drinks here.
Do it.
Bro, we're going till we're... Honestly, yeah. Let's just kill the
bottle. That's what I'm fucking saying, man. What are we doing here? What are we fucking talking about?
I was
this is
anti-
2D podcast. You were just like, you were out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're walking into it. Like, damn, I gotta do this. But now that you're here, the vibe's set. The room is all set up. You just came in, sat down,
I'll
ready
to go. I'll pour myself a heavier drink than you.
No, this is equality. Yeah,
bro, fuck is in
it's
here?
It's some Coke in there already from my chaser, you fuck. Jesus Christ.
You want a heavy-ass drink? Bro, look at mine. Look at mine. Look at yours.
Okay,
look at yours.
Okay,
and look
okay,
at mine
okay, okay,
without
okay,
any
okay,
Coke
okay,
in.
Okay, but I had barely any
Christ
Coke.
Christ almighty, dude.
That's half the bottle.
These guys are already fucking...
That's bro, more than half the bottle.
That was the purpose, so we could sip on this.
Okay, true. I don't like having too much Coke anyway. That's the annoying part.
Bro, it's a fucking mean hangover.
And even we need if enough you're, for two more shots. That might be it right there, dude.
That's not it. We have enough for like a tiny drink to level out.
Okay, true. I haven't talked about my COVID yet. Kept getting cut off by Paul's bartending. Started feeling weird on Friday. I was out to dinner. And I'm like hot. Like I'm just hot. Like a hot flash. And I'm like starting
yo,
to...
Yo, grab it, grab it. Go, 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 go,
it's
go.
It's fine. Trust
wow.
the process.
Skill.
Trust the process. And it's starting to get hot, right? And I'm like sweating. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, it's so hot in here. And my girl's like, I'm like freezing right now. And we usually have like that temperature dynamic. You have that with Christina?
No, she's always...
You guys are like same temp?
No, never.
That's what I'm saying. There's always the... So I didn't think too much of it, right? And then just kind of feeling hot on Friday. And then Saturday morning, I wake up, start coughing here and there, but more so I'm like congested. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm super, super congested. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Maybe I'm getting sick. Started to go on Friday or on Sunday, and it was just worse. I was coughing a lot more. I was coughing up...
Wait, is this your first time with
my
COVID?
My first time with COVID. Just coughing up, like, yellow mucus, so I knew I had an infection. And I'm like, damn. And, like, I was like, all right, let me see how today goes, because I go to work tomorrow. And I didn't want to, you know, test too soon. I wanted to give it as much time as possible. So Sunday night rolls around, I'm finished eating, and, like, I'm still coughing a lot. still feel sick. I'm like, let me go get tested. Go test myself. I go pick up some shit at CVS. Positive. Take another test. Positive. I'm like, damn. Call my boss, Mario. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking sick. And I have COVID. So I come tomorrow, the next day. Take another test at work. Positive. And I have to work from home all week. I've been sitting at my... All right, before I get into that. Honestly, Monday, I was fine. Like, I was still coughing a little bit.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I should have been at work. I should have been at fucking work on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was fine. Like, I felt a little... I was probably 80%. I was a little congested... You know,
now wait.
Cough every once in a while.
Can I just make a point here?
Go ahead.
This is a good point.
I'll take a sip of my drink.
So, you see this inflation and how our economy is going down the tubes? It's because of
left field.
It's because of that right there. It's because we shut down the country for 2 years because people would get sick like that and be okay after 3 days.
Like, that's what I'm saying. And even if you want to take it from Friday... which I don't really count because it was really just at night I started getting hot. It was 4 days. But still, like, on Tuesday, I was fine. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all of that, just a little congestion, a cough here and there. All my medicine that I took was Mucinex, Advil, and DayQuil.
Did you take any hydrochloroquine or whatever?
No. I didn't.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That's what it is. Yeah, but it wasn't that bad for me. Granted, I do have the first two Pfizer vaccines, so they said that, you know, obviously they're not 100% effective. But when you do, the baseball just made. He's like, oh, really? Oh,
here we
really?
Go. My fucking. This is the same shit. Literally, actually, funny that you said. Maybe I gave this shit to you. My mom and dad had
COVID. No. I was thinking I probably got it from MDW.
My mom and dad had COVID.
When I met fucking Glennie Balls. Did I mention that on the podcast?
Who?
You know who Glennie Balls is? You watch Barstool?
Look, put it in the shit to Google.
Dude, Glennie fucking... You know the real guy with the long blonde hair on Barstool?
Pull it up, dude.
That's not Glennie Balls. He's the guy who brought Glennie Balls in because he met Glennie Balls. Glennie said he was fast. He ran down the hallway. He's some fat dude. And he got hired as an intern just for being fast. But he's not fast. He's just a fat dude. But he's funny as shit, so I feel bad. He's definitely not.
Oh, is the blonde dude like
that Caleb? Brought him in. Yeah, Caleb. That's the guy. He brought him in as like a joke. Okay, so I know for a fact I didn't mention this on the podcast since Paul doesn't know. This guy.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Dude, so I'm at fucking DJ's in Belmar. God. Great. Wait, did I even talk? Did we even talk about that? No, because that happened...
We didn't talk about
MDW. I didn't talk MDW. About MDW? All right, well, we
neither
have the
of us did, because Nino was on here.
Oh, true,
Nino's
it was
on
Nino.
Here. We asked him a little bit about his trip, but we didn't mention our MDWs.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Dude, deadass. So, like, I'm chilling. I just showed him the picture. So, deadass, bro, I'm chilling at DJ's, right? And, like, I see him. And I'm like, damn, that dude looks like Glennie Balls. Like, that's no cap, that's the first thing that popped into my head. And I was literally gonna go up and be like, yo, does anyone tell you you look like Glennie Balls? And then I'm with my boy Josh, shout out Josh Posner, right? I'm with him. And I'm not like right next to him, right? But I see him go over to Glennie and like snap a flick with him. And I'm like, and I walk up to Josh. I'm like, yo, is that fucking Glennie Balls? And he's like, yeah, it's fucking Glennie Balls.
So DJ's on MDW.
That's crazy. But that's crazy. They could be anywhere. Barstool people could be anywhere.
This guy's talking about
America.
Glennie Balls, and I met Bieber in this same exact t-shirt, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was 4 years ago. No, 3 years ago when I was all Hollywood and shit.
Yeah?
That was so Hollywood. Fucking 3 years ago. Now look at me.
Low key.
Fucking drinking a bottle of Henny.
With a stash. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Too Deep Podcast is an official sponsor of mustaches.
Indeed. So can I tell
you? Will I say, I genuinely like the stash look on you. I think you look fucking mean mug as shit. Tough.
So for anyone who follows me on Instagram, probably saw...
fire ass post.
So it was the Friday. Yeah, I got the whole sequence. I sent it to you.
You did.
So it was essentially celly. What happened... I literally did it just for this. Like, that was the whole point of me fucking getting the stash. It was literally for the purpose of if I score a goal, I knew the camera guy was going to be there. I was going to take flicks. So Friday, what happened was I was on FaceTime with Christina. And the whole point why I've never tried it is because... Christina's always been like against the stash after she saw pics of me when we had the undefeated stashes.
Bro, don't
now
you gotta do
bro. But listen. And I was never like fully on board, you know, I wasn't gonna try it. And then she goes, did you see the new trend where people are getting mustaches? Because of Top Gun. I never watched Top Gun, but I was like, oh,
that's the one with the
Tom Cruise fucking Scientologist.
Isn't that Maverick?
No. It's Top Gun. So, with the Top Gun bullshit.
The kid who was fucking in the Fantastic Four?
No.
What was that one? Pull up Top Gun. I'll pull up Top Gun.
Pull up Top Gun. Hang on.
You continue. My apologies.
So she said that she, like, she was like, oh,
Maverick. Fucking idiot.
Look up Top Gun.
It's Top Gun Maverick.
Fucking Christ. It's the same shit, dude.
Yes, Miles Teller. And it's from the guy from Fantastic Four. Anyway, sorry.
So
she thought it was because of the trend.
No. She was saying that there's a trend, and she's like, oh, you know, like you could try it.
I did it before the trend.
I was like,
by the way.
Yeah, no, this guy, and I said it. This guy has been on it since 2 years ago, since we had the undefeated stashes.
Yeah. Ever since then,
And he's kept it.
Well, I've been on and off.
Now it's a trend though. So like he was before, and I was like, ah. Fuck it. Let me do it for tomorrow's game. See how it goes. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And then, like, if I score, I'm going to celebrate to the camera. Yeah, I mean, it was against the best team. They scored within 2 minutes. I was like, shambles. And then, like, it was like, I don't know, the fucking 20th minute. And, like, I tied it.
Damn.
I tied it and immediately went to the camera, pointed at the stash right away. So that's the picture that I posted. Then Blue 42 got me. I went back and then forth.
Swiped
the stash. And Blue 42 reposted me. I didn't post this. Blue 42 reposted me of me swiping the stash.
The whole sequence is really tough.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I didn't post it. But yeah, I have a whole sequence. And then I was like, fuck it. Let me keep it for a bit. And now I'm going to keep it a trend.
The question is, did Rio take it?
No.
Damn.
Rio didn't take it.
Damn.
Although Rio approves. He's growing his own stash.
He's trying.
The slight stash, you know.
Ario isn't known for his facial hair. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Sorry.
One day.
Sorry that my boss is fucking texting me.
But
yeah.
My whole thing with the mustache is this, right? I feel like every guy has to find the facial hair for them.
Yeah.
Right? You can't put a mustache on everybody. Not everybody can have a good beard. Not everyone can have a good goatee. Not everyone can have a good chin strap. What you have to do, and this is my lifeline to all guys out there struggling with their facial hair. What you gotta do is you have to commit for 3 months. This is how I did it.
3 months?
3 months. Just fucking let that shit grow. Don't touch it. Don't shave it.
Oh, you're saying your facial hair.
The only thing that you can do is trim it, but don't trim it with the straight buzzer. Like, don't trim it short. Like, let it grow out to be, like, a half inch. And if if it looks scraggly, keep it at that length, maybe even a quarter inch. Right? But just let it fucking grow. Because what I found for myself personally, is if I only let it grow a bit, right, and then I start shaving in order to cut out all the patches.
Yeah.
You don't allow for your hair that's patchy to grow out.
Yeah.
Because what I've seen sometimes in the light, and I'm not sure if you've seen that, is my patchy parts are actually growing hair, but they're like blonde. They're peach fuzz still. So you can't really see it, but the hair is there. And what happens is that hair is so thin, which is why it's translucent and allowing the hair to go through. You're not giving it enough time to grow out to become dark. So if you keep shaving it as peach fuzz, it's just going to grow back in at that same thickness. So what you got to do is you got to let for 3 months it grow, and then you analyze. Okay, what are my strong points? My fucking beard is growing in great, but I don't have any sort of mustache or connection between my lips to the chin strap. Straight chin strap. You have, for me personally, this was my situation. My cheeks are garbage. I have a great chin strap, but above the chin strap, super patchy. Like, there's a line where the beard cutoff should be. Then I have my chin strap, and then that area in between
is just patchy.
Patchy as fuck. Even underneath my neck as well, I grow straight down on my Adam's apple, and I grow even well below behind my chins, but behind my jaw, in the back here. But in between, there's like patches right below my jaw or below my chin line in the middle on either side, and that doesn't grow. And for me personally, I have a good goatee. I have a good distinct soul patch. It's not full, but it's good. And luckily, over years of just, again, letting it grow as a full beard, I've been able to connect my mustache to my beard. Not perfectly, but enough to where, because you see how your mustache is kind of just like a line. Mine kind of starts to go down.
Yeah, but that's like, you train that shit.
You have to train, but that's the thing. You got to let it grow. If you keep shaving it because it looks shit, it's never going to fucking grow. Or at least in my experience. So for me personally, I didn't like the goatee look. I still don't like it.
Yeah,
for me.
Fuck that.
And I like the, but I have a good mustache. Like,
you have a really good mustache.
My hair grows in pretty full.
But now, that's like, I feel like that it's you. It's so
you know how many comments?
You know when it started? Do you know when it started? And Andrea's like, I mean, I'm just going to say when this happened, because everyone had, I don't know if everyone had the stash. You kept it.
Yes.
We went out to Stetson, and a few people were like, oh, I fuck with the stash. Like, I fuck with it. Like, it's actually
an ego boost.
Yeah, and after that, this guy just kept it. Just kept it. And it's become, no, at this point, like, it's not even, it's like a thing now. Yeah. Like, that's you.
Because that's what I'm saying, because everyone, it was like, you have to say you hate it, because everyone at the time was saying they were hating it. But secretly, like, they're like, okay.
No, I've got good compliments from a lot of people.
You know how many comments on MDW I got for the mustache?
Yeah, because...
Like, eight people came up to me and told me, bro, love the mustache. All dudes, mind you.
Do you know what it
all
was?
Dudes,
do you know what it was?
But they fucking came up and they were like, bro, love you know the mustache. Love it. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? It's the fucking... Well, part of it is... It's on trend now, number one. But number two, like...
Biggest thing.
Like, now, at this point, it's become... Like, no one's going to sit there. Like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, I'm not going to see you and comment on your mustache, because that's you now.
Yeah, because you know me for so long.
Yeah, I've known you now for how long?
COVID.
And yeah, like, how long have you had this shit already?
You say, Andrea, I'll give her credit. So before meeting her, I had gone clean shaved because I started working at Shamrock. And I just was like, fuck it. Because that's the not the rule, but for all new hires, they tell you for interviews, you have to come in clean shaved. You have to work here clean shaved, because for us, it's not like just we do that to do that. We have to wear masks sometimes at work as an operator, because you're working with fine powders and Like, we wore masks before masks were a thing. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we had to do it because you can't be inhaling a lot of fine powders over a long period of time. You gotta wear the mask. And if you have a lot of facial hair, then the mask isn't actually efficient. It's not actually working, so you have to be clean shaven. That's the reasoning behind it. However, you are allowed a mustache and a goatee because the mask goes around that.
Yeah.
You feel me? But if you have the full beard, it like puffs out and whatever. Regardless. So that's what I was doing, right? I was just doing it because, you know, I wanted to be clean shaven. Fuck it. I was in the routine. I didn't want to grow out the beard again. I meet Andrea. Maybe I forget which time, and she might be sad that I don't remember this, but I forget. I'm pretty sure it was the first time we ever like had a date. She was like, "I really liked when you had a mustache."
Wow, that was it. Done. That's why it's here.
And from that point on, I grew out the mustache, and I only shaved it once since then. Because she said, you should save it. I want to see what you look like with a baby face. I can't remember. And I did it. I fucking hated how I looked. I looked like a child. I didn't recognize myself. Like, the mustache really became my own self-identity.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was, like, I really felt like I was a different person. I felt, I mean, I feel weird saying this, but I felt ugly. I didn't feel like myself. Bro, yeah. Well, I just trimmed it, so not as well, but ask me two days ago.
I just, like, found this out today that I could kind of get this.
It gets annoying, but it gets fun. When you have a long enough mustache, you take your fingers like this.
Yeah.
And for the people listening, you put your fingers on your lip, and then you push up all the hair. You know how they all go down?
Yeah.
You push up on the hair so they start going in your nose, and you just kind of rub at the bottom here, and it feels so fucking good. But when you have a really long mustache and you do it, oh, it feels so weird. Like, it's crispy.
I'm twisting here to try to get
that. Nah, you don't have enough, bro. You need way...
Look at this.
Okay. I see a little... He's twisting the tips at the end, like the 1940s. But I don't like my hair to be out that long. I like my lip being clean. Like, you see how I shaved it right above my lip? I like that, because when I kiss and that kind of stuff, like...
Yeah.
It gets in the way, and, you know...
Yeah, I don't have that. I guess it just doesn't come in there.
You just need time.
For me, I got the bald
spot. Yeah, but you got
it.
Question.
I've always had the bald spot here.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I grow everything else.
You have good.
Good. The cheeks have filled in, too.
They filled in nicely.
I mean, because I've always rocked the facial hair, and I change up my look fairly often. So there are points where normally what I'll do is I'll take like a buzzer, you know, like that you use to cut hair, and I'll put it down to the one setting and I'll trim it down my beard.
Okay.
But then like obviously now when I go clean shaven, I just take like a straight buzzer.
Have you trimmed your mustache?
No, this is recent.
Just straight grown.
Yeah, but this is a month thing. This is going to happen.
That's been a month?
No. This is going to be, like, I'm going to keep this for a month. Like,
only
just
one
stash.
Month? I was going to ask you how long you think about keeping it.
Month. And why? It's going to be a month a year.
You're just going to do that?
Yeah, and that's, like, that's like my new character unlocked. Stash
point. I just think you look more distinguished.
Yeah, but no, it's a one.
Not
month.
Too many people can
no,
pull
because
off a mustache.
It's like it's
too.
Like you gotta change. Like I like to change my look up, and that's my look. I'm like one month in the year, I'm gonna do it, and it's not gonna be June, because that's my mom's birth. My mom's birthday is in
have
June.
A mustache for your mom's
and,
birthday.
And my mom hates the mustache.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because she hates facial hair, and then July. Like I want it in the summer. Not June, so I'm gonna do July. So like 4th of July and shit, I'm gonna have it. But
true,
like obviously
it should be for July.
This 4th of July, I'm not. Because
that's America.
Because I like wearing the sunglasses with the fucking
mustache.
It
just
so
looks
crazy.
So tough. You just look so tough.
Yeah, bro. Fucking. That's like something about it, man. You just feel it. You know.
This is easy.
Looking at the bottle.
The
look how
good.
Full the glasses are.
Honestly, I'm about like I have 75% left. Mind you, my cup was dead ass
100% full.
Both of ours were. Look at mine.
It honestly doesn't taste that strong comparative to how much fucking... All right. I mean, that's about the same because you had just a little less than I did. All right. So, we glanced over it. Glad we had a little initial topic. Every finale, we take the beers that we had over the course of the season.
If you didn't bring this up, I would have never...
I know. And we input them into our current standings. Before, we had 45. Ladies and gentlemen, our list has grown yet again to a total of 54 beers. And I caught a mistake. And I want to point this out. From a previous beer, Michelob Ultra, or I'm sorry, Dos Equis. For some reason, I fucked up the average in the Word document, but when I transferred it to the Excel, it was obvious. The average was a 5.25, but it was below Michelob Ultra. You see this here?
Oh, yeah.
So, Dos Equis was 52, but I realized it actually had a higher ranking than both Michelob Ultra and Grolsch. So, our now bottom five is at the bottom, number 54, Budweiser, followed by Miller Lite, Michelob Ultra, Grolsch, and Dos Equis. Those are all beers we've already had. Whatever. So I also did this up here. I'll have our current season because it makes it easy to input. Yeah. So our average for this season was a 7.09.
It's pretty good.
So it's a good season. Not That's a bad a good season. Season. Not That's a bad probably season higher at all. Than last season. It was. It was higher than last season. And what I'm going to do is, before the next finale, I'm going to do this, do the averages for each season. But our cumulative, look how close we are now, bro. Look how fucking close we are.
6.81 for me and 6.79 for you, right?
Yeah. Fucking For a cumulative average of a 6.8. So, this actually has brought up our cumulative average from last time, which was a 6.4, if you remember. But that did not include last season's beer because we had that whole mix-up with the documents. But yeah. All that's been fixed now. Fixed all of it now. So we're fine. So this is still a good number. Our 6.8 is our average. Our average beer on this list. COVID. So I'm excited. There's a few ties which we'll discuss during this segment. But we'll start off with the worst beer of this season, which is now at rank 48. Which is our Goose Island IPA with a rank of 5.65. Ass. We're just going to keep going. Next beer. Because we don't fucking care about these sheds. Next beer, number 39.
Carlsberg.
That's a 6.3 standard, average.
That's a standard pub beer.
I agree.
Just like an Irish pub beer. You go to Blarney Station.
Like, if someone hand it to me, all right.
Yeah.
And I'll fucking drink it. Wouldn't go for it in the store.
Yeah, but that's next, it, yeah.
Number 33. This shit's crazy. Franzinkaner Weissbier Naturtub. Fucking German ass motherfucker. Shout out Sam. 6.6. Decent. First three beers. Just kind of.
I mean, you know.
So now we reach our first tie. You got this one? Can you not read?
Brooklyn Bel Air Sour.
Let me actually zoom in.
There we go. Landshark Lager.
Both at a 6.65. I think, honestly, Kev loves this beer, bro. And he was shocked that it's so low on our list. But it just wasn't there for me. It wasn't the Bel Air.
I'm not the sour guy.
But I mean, if you think about just the Landshark Lager over the Bel Air Sour, I feel like you got to give it to the sour because it's got that.
Yeah. I was going to make that point. I was going to make that point.
It's got the higher single rating.
Yeah, I think that should do it. That was for me too, right? Yeah, I gave it that.
Okay. We'll change this up. You want to read? All right, next one's a tie too, these two.
So we got Pacifico and Stone IPA. Pacifico fucking Is that the high? Is that the highest of the fucking? Is that the highest from that brewing company or no? Where's Modelo? Where's Modelo?
Where is Modelo? Wait a minute. Oh, it's right here, right here, right here. It's not.
Oh, okay.
And
no, that okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I would put that. That's
That's fair. That's fair. Now that we're looking at it, that's fair.
I take Modelo. No, that's
and you said you would take this over a Corona.
Yeah, I would take this over a Corona, but not over Modelo. That's
I'm telling you guys, we're like, listen, you might think, you know, these guys are young guys, they don't know shit about beer. The more that we fucking do this, the more we fucking know what we're talking about. And when it comes down to this, we're savants. When it comes down to these averages,
All right. Let's. All right. We're not. I don't want to say we're savants, but let's be honest. At this point, you can't sit here and say like we don't know our beer. We've had 54 different fucking beers before anyone comes to me and says like.
And we've had like 100 more than what's on this list.
Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. Don't tell me that shit. We know our fucking beers. I'm sick and tired of hearing this shit. Keep it the way it is. I'll take Stone IPA over Pacifico.
So keep it like this?
Oh, no. Because Stone IPA has the higher rating.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Unless you think that should be the tiebreaker?
Unless we agree otherwise.
Okay. So just for reference, again, a little bit of a switch. Landshark's at 32 now. The Frangenheimer fucking German bullshit's at 33. But we'll keep the Pacifico at 29 with a rating of 6.8. Not the worst thing in the world. Again, these are all just kind of like... these are beers you want to be mad about. Now, we start getting into the decent beers. Our top 20. The first beer to break the top 20 is actually at number 19. One of our favorite breweries on this page. Victory, Summer Love, with a ranking of a 7.4.
Which its fellow brother has been dethroned.
Shh. I mean, you guys know that, but we'll get
everyone knows. But...
so that's fine. We got a little bit of a Summer Love, 7.45. Or a 7.4. 7.45 is where we reach a tie between the beer from this season, Stella Solstice Lager, and Kona Big Wave.
I'm sticking with Kona Big Wave.
I agree.
I'm going to stick with Kona Big Wave only because, well, it's got the higher rating. And look how close it is, dude. I gave Kona 7.3.
Yeah, these rankings are crazy.
It's so close. I mean, I'm going to give it to Kona because I think Kona's a little more different than Stella.
I think it's just the fact that it's the Stella Solstice Lager. Like, you think Stella, you think great. It's in our top five, right? It's in our top five, so it has to be a great brand. But you drink this beer, and it's just like, it's good, don't get me wrong. It's in the mid-sevens, which is a good score, right? But it's not that Stella taste. It's just like
your classic taste
of a beer, not like that quintessential
I said it was Stella. Disappointing. That's why I'm keeping it there.
And I agree with that. So I think, you know, Stella Solstice Lager, number 18.
Yeah. And Kona stays at 17.
Correct.
What are we going up to here?
Wow. We have two more beers from this season, both of which are in the top 10. These were quality beers.
You want to go through...
you want to get it. You want to go through the top 10 completely?
Well, top 10... number 10, Blue Moon has dropped to 10 now.
That's... fucking wild.
Blue Moon at 10 and Shock Top at 9.
Our first season, ladies and gentlemen, these were our number 3 and 4 beers. Yes. These were our third and fourth best beers, and now they are on the brink of leaving the top 10.
Yeah, but I think this is good because it shows that it took them a while to make it down the list.
7 seasons, 70 episodes.
And that I feel like we've had this consistency where it should be like that, where it's tough to pass these up, right? That's how it should be.
It is.
And so 10 and 9, we got Blue Moon Shock Top. What's
this one here?
Yeah,
this is. So we have our second best beer of the season coming in at number, we don't know yet, with an average rate of 8, which is tied with Shock Top. Oh, fuck. See, because now it gets hard, because now I got to think.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Because personally...
I got to piss.
That's fine.
Because I have to think this over, too. That's also that's why I decided this
moment. I'm going to run through my thought process here. So, personally, I think that Shock Top... So, Shock Top gives you that extra orangey type taste because it's brewed with orange peels. You get that citrusy flavor, and that's something that you can't take. I really hope you guys can hear him pissing right now. I really hope you guys can hear it because he left the door open. It's fucking great. Welcome to the finale. And Beer 91 Blonde, it's a great beer. Very, very high quality. It had a very smooth taste that I can remember and didn't leave a bad aftertaste. So it's a good beer. But I don't know if I could put it above a Shock Top simply because the Shock Top adds a little bit of a different flavor profile with the orangey taste. So that's why, even though I gave it, interestingly enough, I gave the beer a higher rating than I did Shock Top.
Yeah, move Shock Top above. I agree. I
think Shock Top's got to go above
the beer. I agree. I heard what you were saying, because I pissed with the door open. I don't know if you guys heard, probably. but yeah, I agree with that point. I think Shock Top adds that little extra... orange taste. And just to give you guys an idea, talk about fucking consistency. I'm sorry, this was season one. I gave both Blue Moon and Shock Top the same fucking rating,
which is
fair. 8-1.
Very, very similar beer.
I mean it goes to show, you know, sometimes you got it in you and sometimes you don't.
So final rating, Beera at number 9, Beer 91 Blonde.
Shock Top at 8.
And I saw different beer brands. Or, sorry, not brands. It's the same brand. Different beer, like, flavors. We're going to get into those for sure.
Hoegaarden at 7.
Which is crazy to me. I think it's crazy that beer is that high on our list.
Let me tell you this, though. Number 6 is one of my go-tos.
It's my go-to as well. If I
number see it. Number 6, it, and this is one of those where you see it out. You know where they have it on tap? You got to go to this place, Blarney Station.
They have it on right tap a lot of places.
Right across the street from the Rutherford Railroad, the Irish pub there. I had it last night, and it never disappoints me. Allagash White is a prime beer. And I shit you guys not. And look at our rating for it. Both of us 8.1 on the
dot. On the dot.
Fucking A.
It is high quality.
And
it is.
That's. And I will not take that. I will not take that back.
Out of the tap. Maybe up into the high 8s.
Dude, something about it out of the bottle though, dude. I like it out of the bottle too.
I love when it's on tap, bro.
Whew. Bro, it's straight out of a fucking keg. We're talking quality beer. We're talking a really quality beer. I mean,
just barely. Actually, because of this season, it got kicked out of the top 5. But let's keep going.
That's right.
Number 5, Leffe Blonde Blonde. You don't see this on tap anywhere. Very rare in stores. High quality beer. Got that golden wrapping. It's just overall, it's a great experience to have this beer. It's our number 5. And then number 4, Paul's favorite. Allegedly.
Just standard.
Nino's favorite.
This is my thing about Stella, and I'll always say this. Everyone's got... You bring that somewhere,
that's what I'm
no
saying.
One's not grabbing a Stella.
That's what I'm saying.
No one's going to say no to a Stella. Everyone's going to take a Stella. That's like the beer that everyone's like... That everyone will take. Mm-hmm. No problem. If you're looking for beers to... Sit down, chill. It's good for any vibe. Stella, I mean, I don't know what else I could say about it. It's literally that beer that you could just grab at any point And I can't find a single person that will tell you, like, I don't fuck with Stella at all. Honestly. I don't know anyone. We're talking adults, kid. No one.
Kids.
And by kids, I mean, like,
21 now, and older.
Yeah, 20. Well, the high schoolers who get into it early. We'll take, well, maybe.
High schoolers don't really like beer.
They'll drink, like, Bud Lights and shit to get fucked up, right?
Yeah. The water.
Yeah.
Number three. My personal
top beer.
Favorite. My highest rated beer coming in at number three. Pumpkin. That shit was crazy. But we'll continue. Because we haven't quite broken the 9 barrier.
Until, well...
Not yet.
Well...
Number two. Our previous... Undisputed number one beer.
Wait, this was season one, too.
From the fucking get-go.
This hasn't fallen out of number one since season one. It's been there. I mean, we're talking... This was the undisputed champion.
It's been there for a year and a
half. 8.85. It stayed as the undisputed number one for that long. For a year and a half.
Well, probably a year.
A little less. It was like a year and 5 months. Yeah. Year and 5 months. It stayed there. And it didn't get touched.
Wasn't even close. There was a 0.3 discrepancy between
that. Yeah, because Pumpkin, you have to think... But even before... Because Pumpkin was fairly recent. You have to think... Yes. Or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was last kind season. Of... Yeah. So that's like... You have to think that that's... Still... A 0.35.
I just rated it so low. That's the only thing that killed that one. Because I rated it a 9.1. Man's rated it a 7.9.
Yeah, but even if I went higher, it wouldn't have broken.
Yeah. You would have had to do at least an 8.9.
To break Golden Monkey, I would have had to do at least an 8.7.
Yeah, 8.7.
Or an 8.6 would have done the job too. Let's no, 8.6 would have tied it.
Nope. Wait, what? Oh, this is just equals. We're really bad at math with this, honey.
Oh, wow. Would have passed it up at 8.7. What about 8.6? 8.6, it would have been tied. So I needed to give it an 8.6. I gave it a 7.9. So it sits at 3. And then Golden Monkey, the undisputed champion until... The
previous undisputed champ.
Undisputed until our Kentucky Coffee Barrel Stout has now overtaken.
It has.
And, this is my only 9.0. You gave it an 8.8.
And listen, every time I think about it, I regret my decision to not put it in a 9 because it checked off all of the boxes. I didn't want to give in to the hype that was happening when we were drinking that beer. I didn't want to just say, okay.
But I'll never forget that first sip that when I looked when I looked at you, I knew I had that look. And I was like, this is it for me. I mean, anyone, for fuck's sake, if anyone here likes coffee.
Yes.
That's Jesus important. Christ. drink this fucking beer. Because I swear to you.
For real, though.
This
for
is
real.
Something else. And maybe it won't be as highly rated as we rate it, but I guarantee you. That you're going to sit there and you're going to be like, wow, this is a fucking good beer.
It checked off all the boxes of the 9.0. Like, when I was talking about Pumpkin, the reason why I put it above a 9 is because of the X factor. The X factor for this beer was the fact that it tasted like coffee with no beer taste at all.
It had
a little bit. Like it's that stout tea. It's the stout taste.
Yeah.
And it's the
it for me.
It's the combination of the coffee with the stout style flavor that really just hit it home. It was so smooth. It was just, there was like, the flavor was amazing, amazing flavor profile.
Oh my God.
So personally, I should have rated it at least similar to the Pumpkin. So I should have given it at least a 9.1, but
once you give it a rating. 8 stands.
Yeah, once you
give, I mean, hey, it's the only 9 rated beer.
It's tied, actually. The rating I gave it is tied with the Golden Monkey. So
it's tied for your second highest. For me, it's the best beer I've ever had, period. That's why I gave it. It's the only 9.0 rating I've given. I gave it a 9.2. It's, period, the best beer I've ever had. And if anyone says otherwise, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
You probably don't like coffee.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, you probably don't like coffee.
Probably just don't like coffee. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the Season 7 rankings.
So we're
finalized.
We're 51 minutes in.
All right. We've gotten, you guys know what we do here. Pull up random questions.
We know this probably has happened now every season where Caruso comes.
I have
prepared
mine
with
down.
Questions.
I have mine.
And I have zero written down.
That's
and
the way
and
it
we
goes.
we know where it's going. Off the dome.
Off of it. There it is. All right. So I wrote a question down for later on in the night once we finish a little bit more Henny. How are you feeling, by the way? Let's say that real quick. I'm feeling it a little bit. It's starting to come on. I'm slurring my words if you guys can't tell.
I couldn't tell. I mean, I'm...
I know yours. I can hear you slurring your words a little.
Yeah, but I'm... Nah, bro. I'm sober. And I know he doesn't believe me. I'm actually sober.
All right. Let's start off with an easy one. Do you have any bad car stories? Whether that's an accident you got into, whether that's some car trouble you got into, you were in a car and somebody else was driving in a bad crash, anything. Do you have any, what's like the craziest car story?
Well, I don't have that many, to be fair.
That's fine, we just need one.
But I do have one accident that I was in, the only accident I was ever in. This was about 2 years ago in the summer. Tommy was driving his car. Training got canceled for a summer league team. Nick Koz was in the car too.
Cozy.
It was me. Tommy was driving. It was me in the passenger seat. Nick Koz and then one other person right behind me, Max Moran. We're driving to SoFi because training got canceled, so we're going to play indoor at SoFi. We're in Rutherford at the intersection by the 7-Eleven. I don't know if you're aware of that, where that is. You probably know. It's like the exit off of 21. Anyway, we take the Tommy's ripping it to SoFi to try to make it on time, right?
Yeah.
There's a thunderstorm, so it got canceled, so we decided we're going to go to SoFi. Sorry. So we go. He's going through there was like a yellow light. And the way it's like there, if you go straight, it splits into two lanes. And if you stay in the straight lane, it's like that's only left lane. So around it to the right side is the straight lane. So you kind of have to veer right to go straight, if that makes sense. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know where we are.
imagine a one lane road that turns.
The people from New Jersey will appreciate what you're saying, but I have no clue.
Imagine a one lane road, right? Okay. It's like a main street, and it turns into two lanes at the light. And in the left lane, let's say if you were to drive straight, you'd end up in the only left lane. But if you veer right, that's where you could go straight. If that makes sense.
Yes.
So
similar to over in Harrison, right?
Yeah, so okay. So you go, he veers, like there was a car that was trying to make a turn, so the vision was kind of blocked off from the other side, what's going on.
Okay.
He veers into that lane, it's a yellow light, so he steps on it, right, to make it through the yellow light. As he passes that car, a car's making a, like, ripping it, you know, to beat the yellow light to make the turn. He swerves to try to swerve out of the way. The car hits him.
What? Where does he hit him?
Like the diagonal.
So like kind of a diagonal T-bone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hits it. Our car like gets hit, slides.
Where were you seated?
Passenger seat.
Damn.
Bro, I shit you not. We're going straight for the telephone pole. And I kid you not, it's like right in front of me.
Yeah.
Bro, it was like slow motion.
Really?
And bro, we hit the fucking pole. And I remember as we were going, everything kind of happened so, like, it was like slow motion but fast, if that makes sense. Like, you know, and we hit the pole. Everyone was okay.
Yeah, when you're in those situations, it's like you see everything, but it all happens so fast. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
We hit the pole, and I shit you not even within fucking 5 seconds, we turn around, we look, everyone's okay. Bro, cop car was waiting right behind the line, pulls up. Wow. Pulls up next to our car. He's like, I'm giving you 2 tickets to, like, our friend. One for running the yellow light and the other for... He was 17 at the time. What? No. Was that it? No. Fuck, man. I don't remember what the other one was.
Doesn't matter how old he was.
No, because I forgot what the second ticket was for.
Did he have his license or was he on a
permit? He had the license. Fuck, I don't remember. But whatever. Both sides got a ticket for running a yellow light.
So the cops saw the whole thing happen?
Yeah, he watched it happen.
Damn.
He watched it happen, yeah. So, but it was crazy because it came straight.
Was the other guy fine?
Everyone was fine. No one got injured. I mean, how bad was
car damage?
That car was done.
Totaled?
Yeah.
Did the airbags go off?
No.
Really?
No. They didn't go off. It was an old Lexus that he had. Lexus SUV.
I've never had airbags go off either. Have you?
I've never gotten into an accident. Myself, God forbid.
Yeah, you driving, you mean.
Yeah, me driving. That's the only...
I've gotten into quite a few, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know that.
Do you know, I personally believe I have the record for... Oh, fuck. The quickest turnover from receiving your driver's license to your first car accident. How quickly do you think that turnover was? Within how long?
Your first drive.
I got my license. I was handed my fucking license. How long after do you think I got my first accident?
Are we talking, like, once you sit down in the car, how many turns are we talking?
I'm talking about I'm given my license. How much time did it take for me to get into my first accident?
Now that you're saying it like that, 5 minutes?
No.
20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, within an hour. Oh, yeah. So get this. So I get my... Bro, this story is fucking crazy. This actually is a pretty funny story. So, get my license. I'm with my dad because he has to drive me there, right? On the drive home, my dad's now giving me the whole dad spiel, right? You know, you got to be careful about this. You're going to be driving on your own. Now that you don't have a permit, I've got to sit with you. You got to watch out for this. Tells me this. If you get into an accident, here's how you handle it. And this is honestly fantastic. Fantastic advice, and I will love you, Father, forever, because you have gotten me out of many, many, many difficult situations. For this...
That's how many accidents your fucking son has been in.
For this issue, right? No matter if you cause the accident or the other person causes the accident, the first thing you do when you get out of the car is you ask the person if they're okay, and you make sure everybody's okay. That way, you immediately de-escalate the situation that just happened, right?
Yeah.
Whether it was that person hit you or you hit them, especially if you hit them, you de-escalate the situation by making sure the other party and whoever else was in the car is okay. He was giving me that whole spiel, and I'll get into why that matters later. Gave me that whole spiel, right? If you get into a fucking accident, make sure you give them your license, your... your insurance, you take down their contact information, do all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I got it, whatever. Like, I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I'm not going to have to worry about this shit, right? He gives me this spiel as we both get home from the driver's place. Took about 20 minutes to get there, right? 20 minutes to get back home. I'm like, all right. So the context for this situation is I left in the middle of school, but I still have soccer practice after school at 3 o'clock. So I timed my test to where I was still able to get back to school on time. So we get home, whatever. All right, I got to go to soccer practice. I take the car. I leave to soccer practice. I'm early, right? Practice doesn't start maybe for another 30, 45 minutes. And now that I have my car, I set all up this shit in the past that I could just go in and grab my parking tag, right? Because I didn't have one because I didn't have a car at the time. But now I can park on the premises. I need to go to the gravel lot, which is where people who weren't seniors got availability to park.
Yeah.
So I pull into my high school, right? And I pull all the way around to the back of the high school because that's where the administration office is, where I have to go. And I'm pulling into the teacher's lot because that's where all the teachers park, right? And I'm pulling in, and I see two of my teachers walking out of the high school. And they're two of my really, really, like, I love these teachers, my geometry teacher and my science teacher. I love these guys. I stop, I roll down the window, I look out the window, I'm like, yo, guess who just got their license, right? Because I've been talking to them about it, right? Because I'm cool with them. They come up to my window, all like, we gotta stay off the road, yeah, whatever, like making jokes and shit like
they're
that.
Right.
And I'm parked at this point. And they're like, all right, well, we'll see you guys later. All right, bye. So they start walking away. As they was walking away, there's a parking spot that's open immediately to my left, right? And it's in the middle of this whole row. So I fucking cut the car and I start going, but I cut it too late. And the front right corner of my car hits the back left corner of a car that's parked. and I'm like, no fucking way this just fucking happened, dude. So I back up. There's a big ass dent in the back corner of this guy's bumper, and it's a fucking Jeep. And I'm like, fuck. And my teachers, who are right there, are like, they walked maybe 100 feet away at the time. So they heard a huge, the fucking crackle, the metal banging together. And I'm like, no, and I'm fucking back up. I pull into the park. They know to
stay off the roads now.
The science teacher, who is my current science teacher, the math teacher was my math teacher from the previous year, comes up to my car window. He's like, oh, it's okay. Just make sure you stay here. Are you okay? Like, he was like, are you okay? Make sure you stay here. Make sure you do all this shit. I'm like, okay. Like, all right, I'll wait. So he leaves. And I'm chilling in the parking spot. I'm like, no fucking way, dude. No fucking way this just fucking happened to me. Literally an hour within the fucking time I get my fucking license, I get into a fucking accident, right? So they leave. I'm chilling there. I wait for like 10 minutes. No one comes. Chill for like 20 minutes. No one fucking comes. And you know what? I'm at this point, I'm like, bro, like, I'm gonna just leave. So I left and I went to practice. I didn't tell nobody. I don't know who the fucking car I fucking hit. But I fucking left. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Right? Next day, coming to school. You know, I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to say nothing. Like, let's just see how this goes. A couple days go by. I don't hear nothing.
Bro, what a fucking...
My science teacher comes up to me. He's like, hey, did you ever figure out that situation with the car? And now thinking back, or this is a week after. This is a week after. 1 week after he comes up and asks me that. I'm like, yeah. I got it all figured out. He's like, oh, okay. And he looks really weird when he says that. Like, suspicious. And I'm like, whatever. But he doesn't say anything. Right? So I'm like, okay. Whatever. I go to lunch. When I go to my class the next period, there's a note on my desk. And it's like, come see the principal's office. I'm like, fuck. Because that same day, Never mind, because I didn't know who. Never mind. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So, the ice melted. So I get a note. Come see Mr. What's his fucking name? I don't remember his name. Greasebomb. Come see Mr. Greasebomb. Greasebomb. And I'm like, what the fuck? Mind you, I'm on the soccer team. Guess who else? So we have four principals, a principal for each grade.
Yeah.
He was the principal of a different grade. But guess who he also was?
The soccer coach.
The fucking AD.
Oh.
The athletic director, dude. So I walk into his office, and this whole time I thought I got off scot-free. It's been a week since that happened. I'm like, oh, I'm good. Week after, note on my desk. First thing he says to me when I walk into his office, he goes, so, I heard you hit my car. And I'm like, what? I'm like, damn. I'm like, oh, it was your car? I've been looking for the person whose car I hit. Like, I didn't know it was you. Like,
wow, what a recovery.
What a recovery, right?
Well done.
Worked out fine. And I thought back, a couple days before, I saw my science teacher talking with him in the hallway, and I just thought it was odd, because at that point, after I saw them talking, that's when he asked me, oh, is everything okay? Did you figure it out? And I was like, oh, that must have been... So he was like, yeah, like, it's crazy because I didn't even know my car was hit. One of the teachers brought it to my attention. So my science teacher fucking ratted me out. Because he probably knew it was Mr. Greasebomb's car. Fucking went up to him and was like, hey, did you ever figure that thing out? And he was like, figure what thing out? I was like, oh, your car that got hit. And he was like, my car got hit?
Yeah.
So he didn't even know. I got off scot-free, bro. I got off scot-free and my fucking science teacher blew it. Guess so how much I had to pay him, bro?
How much?
$1,500, bro.
Wow.
As a fucking 17-year-old high schooler, I had to take a loan out from Papa Castro and pay him back through yard work. That's... Bro, 45 minutes, at least. Less than an hour.
Fuck, man.
But I've gotten to a lot of accidents.
You've gotten into way more than me. I got into one myself.
But a lot of the times, what I've been blessed for... is none of the accidents had damage. Like, it was always me pulling up to either a stop sign or a red light.
Did I tell you?
And I thought I'd stop in time, accident? And then I gave him a love tap. No.
Did I ever tell you my accident?
I don't think so.
There was one accident I actually got into, and it was in the NGIT parking deck sophomore year. I was in a FaceTime call with someone I won't mention on the podcast, but I'm going to mouth the words to Caruso right now. So that he knows who I'm talking about. So I was a FaceTime call with this person. We're discussing fake IDs. Because we had just made a fake ID order. And I was going to drop off these fake IDs to this person. I was backing out of my spot. And I back into the fucking person's car. Guess where the person was?
Where?
Walk into their car and they saw me do it.
Oh, jeez.
Happened to be this fucking dweeb on the swim team. And he goes, nah, I gotta call my dad. Ugh. Fucking NGIT police pull up. The one guy's like, yeah, we'll pull it up to my friend down the street. They pull it up to the mechanic. He says, $400. I go, listen, I'll pay you cash. Just don't file an insurance claim. I'll pay you cash. So that it doesn't go on insurance. $400. This Newark dude says he's gonna get the dent out for his Beamer. I hit his Beamer.
Damn.
His dad calls him. Goes, nah. Let's go to our mechanic, bro. One point one thousand.
I hate that shit.
What? $1,100.
Fucking pussy, dude.
And he's like, oh yeah, let's get. Fuck off, dude.
After that, bro, I was like, I gave him the money. I was like, all right, bro, that's it. Like, I'm not fucking with this cat ever again. I didn't talk to him. He was in my grade. Fuck that motherfucker, bro.
Soft.
Yeah, bro.
Runs to daddy for his problems.
He goes, yeah. But to be fair, if I was in that position, I would scheme the same shit. Hell yeah, bro. Fuck that. No, I was mad tight. I was tight as fuck.
So, let's change. Let's talk about Henny. So here's my... That charger's long enough, by the way. It'll definitely reach your chair. For sure.
Just take
it out of the way. Yeah, reference. It's out. Okay. Yeah, it'll reach. So, I got a good story. So there used to be this guy on the block. His name was Ant. And by on the block, I mean back when I was living on Summit Street. Across the road, if you guys don't know, community homes. If you don't know what community homes are, look it up. So one of the guys that lived in there, his name was Anthony. Same name as me, real easy, but he goes by Ant. Always out on the block. Always on the block at night with his boys.
I gotta go piss again.
Dude, I knew it.
I broke the seal.
You can't break the fucking seal, dude. Because now you're making me think about it. Now you're making me think I gotta go
pee. So we'll take substitutions. I can still hear you from the fucking
bathroom. Yeah. I hope they hear you fucking pissing. Regardless. So me and Ant grew close because he knew I was the guy for 14 Summit. He always knew we were throwing parties. He always knew I was the guy running the front door. So he got close with me and I got close with him. So one way you will always know Ant is out, he would walk out and you would just hear from anywhere in the house, you would just hear from outside, Shawty! Hey, Shawty! He'd just be calling for fucking bitches in the fucking community homes to come out and run his shit. Because 100%, this guy was a fucking gangbanger, dude. Like, XYZ, he checks all the boxes. This guy's fucking wild. But regardless, he ran that block for sure. At least in my eyes. So one day I'm fucking coming home. This is my experience with Hennessy. This guy always had a bottle of Henny. Strapped. Whenever he's drinking Henny. And they're drinking out on the streets. They don't give a fuck. No cops, nothing. They don't give a fuck. So one day I'm walking by. I think I literally just came from fucking like practice or working out or some shit. I pull up, park, walk by. Offers me a shot of Henny. Just take a shot of Henny. He gives me a cup. Pours in the Henny. Take a shot. And that's, like, what I always remember him by. The Henny shot. Because he was a good dude.
Who do you think gave me Henny for the first time?
Nino.
No. This is the drink of choice for the men in my family.
Really?
Yes.
Hennessy. Polish?
Oh, yeah.
Not vodka?
When it's a family party... This is the bottle that comes out.
You're done your cup?
Drink of choice. No, I'm almost there. Are you done?
We're very close.
You probably have less than me.
No, I have a little more.
Yeah.
Really?
So it was like my 19... It was like... I was 19 at the time. And I poured myself a Hennessy because my grandfather said like, oh, it's okay. Like if you pour yourself like a mixed drink with Hennessy, fuck it. Like it's fine. You're old enough now. Now the men are okay with it. They don't give a fuck. It's the women that are a problem. They're like, don't show. I'm drinking. My mom's like, well, I was talking with a few people and my mom was in the conversation. My mom goes, what are you drinking? Because she saw me with a fucking cup.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm just drinking Coke. Soda. Yeah. She's like, you're not drinking, right? I was like, no. And then she goes, she's like, all right, let me smell.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, yeah, sure. Here, take it. And as she takes it, she turns, and I look at my brother. I was like, I for anyone that referenced, I turned to him, and I was like, fuck, I mouth, right? She smells it. She's like, She's like, get over here. Fuck, come with me right now. Goes to the fucking sink. I was like, Mom, like, relax. I mean, I'm 19. At this point, I'd already met you. Bro, she pours in the fucking sink. She's like, you're fucking 19 years old. We have people over. Like, you shouldn't be fucking drinking. Blah, blah, blah. She's fucking giving me some bullshit-ass fucking garbage. And that was, like, my first real experience with Henny, because I really wouldn't drink that shit. Like, I don't know. It was, like, other shit at the time.
Yeah.
But she was, like, giving me some bullshit. Like, bro, relax. You know? Like, now I got some wine subscription. I'm getting, like, wine in the mail.
I feel like once you get into college, like, as a parent, you should know your kid's drinking. Unless your kid's a fucking narc. Your kid's drinking.
And we're not talking NARP. NARC.
N-A-R-C. Non-NARC. No. Yes.
No, NARC is like... What is a NARC?
A NARC is somebody who... Like, NARC for me, when I think of NARC, it's like... Someone who
tattletales.
You're a tattletale. Yeah, you follow the rules, tell on people, type shit. Like, unless your kid's like that, like, you know, he's fucking drinking. And... I feel like when I have a kid, and you tell me if my ideology is wrong, I feel like my parents did it well, but even then, I still feel like my parents were a little too strict on it. I would feel more comfortable knowing that my kid is going to college with an understanding of how alcohol affects his or her body, right? I wouldn't want my whole kid's life up to high school to be no drinking, no drinking, no drugs, no drinking, no drugs, no drinking. And then they go to college where they have all this freedom and they meet people who do all this shit. And then they're like, oh, well, it's the fucking...
Yeah, but I would be more comfortable if my kid was...
The Garden of Eden apple, you know?
Be honest, be honest. Apple. Tell me you wouldn't feel more comfortable now with your kid being on the soccer team and him going to college.
Yes.
Because I knew...
Because he has people to take care of.
I know that... Because, like, now I know that the older guys on the team are going to take care of the fucking...
Exactly. Pressure.
Because I'll tell you what...
But even then, taking care, that means it's gotten to the point where he's so fucked up he needs to be taken... Or she needs to be taken care of.
We've all been there.
Which, yeah, you know, you got to go through that experience to understand your limits. But at the same time, let's say your kid goes to college with this fucking forbidden fruit, and then he just goes all out. Like, there's a higher chance he's going to fucking have a fucking alcohol poisoning case. But if he goes into college understanding what alcohol does to his or her body... And has an understanding of what's too much for his or her, for him or her, then I'd feel more comfortable with them going to college and going to parties. Because they're not going to go out and get fucked up because they've never drank before. And then they're fucking throwing up every 5 minutes and having a horrible night. I wouldn't want that for my kid.
It's got to happen once.
Of course. But I would rather that happen. This might sound weird. With me,
nah.
You don't think
so? Let them experience it themselves, man. That's what I did. Honestly, the first time I really, like, got to the point where I was, like, incapacitated was that point, that night with you guys. That first night where you guys took the flick. That was the first night I really got, because this was the story. Everyone's heard it 100 times. Oh, the freshman got to get fucking blackout drunk. And there was 2 people that listened. And I was the one who got most trash. I mean, I was like a fucking soldier.
I don't know. Breezy's story is pretty gas.
No. But... And to be fair, though, before college, he probably drank more than I did. So he was probably more accustomed to doing it. All I remember is this. This is what I remember. Jack Flanagan, Anthony Caruso, fucking everyone, fucking coming up to me, refilling my fucking drink, and I was
dogging it.
And I was like, bro, that, and I've never been, like treated like that before, and I was like, and I looked like a fucking king. And you have to remember, I looked up to all these guys. I looked up to all these guys, and it wasn't because like I was like, oh, I'm sucking their cocks. It's like these were like my big brothers on the fucking team that I just
role models,
like role models on the team, and they're like telling me to do this shit, and I'm like,
of course,
I'm doing it because I had respect for the guys ahead of me, and it's like, all right, well, they went through it, so am I. Fuck it, right? That was my whole cause. And I'll tell you what, let's be honest. That night in itself gained me respect.
Yes.
That night in itself gave me and Fabrizio respect.
Yes.
Like that night. And the only
because reason... Because we knew you weren't soft.
Yeah. And I was like, I knew at that point, it was like, this night, I'm gonna prove that, like I'm not just here to like, I'm not gonna be a fucking pussy, you know. Like I'm gonna do what the fuck I need. And granted,
for the bullies.
Granted, compare everyone from that point forward. I probably intake more alcohol on a daily basis than any of these motherfuckers nowadays. But back then, it was not like that, you know.
Yeah, because you're learning.
And I think that it was. So when you get to, I think it's important for, let's say you're like my son or your son, daughter's different story, son, for them to go out and experience a night like that. They need to do it.
You have to. My experience for me, and you heard the story before, Juan said it, like, was me and my fucking,
visit.
My official visit.
Everyone's heard that story.
That night was a game changer for me. Did I get overly fucked up? Of course. Did I have guys around me to keep me safe? Of course I did.
That's the key.
The key. You trust the people around you that they won't allow you to get hurt. You trust the older guys.
Because I know, like, when that happened, I mean... all right, let's be honest. Everyone's taking videos of me, but pictures. Who gives a... who and pictures, whatever. But, dude, I had fucking Caruso... Andy,
we were gonna take care of you, bro.
Javi, who was even that was Javi's first fucking semester.
But he was an older guy.
Yeah, Javi's an older guy. You know, I had Zach, right? Kyle was there.
You had all guys. Mind you, all guys who have been through it.
All guys who've been there, right? And they were there, and dude, and they knew that I was a commuter. All this shit, I had no place to stay, and it was like, bro. I mean, I can't even put into words like that, the significance of that and how it helped that night in itself, how it changed, like the way I approached everything, you know.
Exactly.
And let's be honest, never again did I ever end up like that where someone had to take care of me. Never again, not once.
That's what I'm fucking saying. You only gotta have it. It
was the first party of the year. It was the first party my freshman year, and what happened?
It's always
it the happened first party. To me, and what happened after that? I have pictures of me with younger guys, and I was taking care of these people. I have pictures
it's
of me with.
Passing
I can't
the
tell
torch.
You. I can't tell you how many people I have a picture with. There's pictures of me with fucking sitting outside on the outside in the lawn
Girl
with me
seeking.
with a dart in my mouth, fucking. rubbing heads back, so I'm not gonna mention names because I want to expose people, but
you know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are. Fucking sitting there, and I got a bros. Honestly, I'll tell you this, all right? Because this is gonna go off topic. Peak Paul, like off the rails was sophomore year. My sophomore year, your junior year. And I'll admit this on the podcast for the first time because I've mentioned my company name. No, Bogue Knight. Who gives a fuck about cigarettes? Everyone knows it. That was the year I smoked cigarettes. I fucking did drugs. I drank belligerently. I mean, granted, I feel like I drink way more now than I did then.
Really? Yeah.
Oh my God. It's just I can handle my liquor. I feel like I drink.
You drink more, but more responsibly.
Oh yeah, but I. I'm so trained in this state.
I'm taking my first visit.
So Cruz is going to the bat. I'm so trained in I think that and I don't want to sit here and say like, oh, I mean, when you get a girlfriend and stuff, you stop doing all the if thank God, and I always say this, thank God for Christina, because if it wasn't for her, I probably would have gone off the rails that year, like to the point where it was like the point of no return. I mean, it would have gone really bad. But if regardless, that year was the year where I really just went crazy. I mean, in all aspects, I went off, and I feel like it would have been way worse. Thank God I found Christina, because it's like sometimes a wild man needs a woman to tame him, you know? And you'll always, sometimes when you're at that point where you're fucking flying off the rails and shit, the woman came into my life at the right time and she tamed me. But that year, I remember fucking A-Sun fucking run. Here I am fucking smoking Darties on the fucking parking deck.
Every Wednesday.
Every fucking Wednesday. Holy shit, man. Fuck me that you... Because when you said Wednesday, it just brought me back to being on top of that fucking parking deck.
I can see it right now.
Yeah, Pierdo.
In that position right now. It's crazy to think about, man. Like... just different time. No responsibilities at all other than soccer and school. Like, you think you're in college and, like, you're so locked down. Like, nah, motherfucker.
Nah, but I started doing that shit because I was, like... because I was failing the... I was failing Calc 2. And I was, like... always. And I knew I was going to fail Calc 2. And I was, like, nah, fam. I need, like... it was after that rough day. And I was, like, nah. I need... like, I need to smoke some darts, bro.
Let me just pause it.
Wow. That's crazy, bro.
Definitely a little posty.
Bro, what I just saw, I will not mention on the microphone, but if Christina somehow ends up to this point, because she doesn't listen to the podcast as often as Andrea does.
Andrea listens full episode every week.
Well, if she makes it this far, I mean, don't DM Christina, because I'm not going to open my mouth anymore.
We'll be hitting
sometimes,
some darts.
Sometimes I realize I open my mouth too much, and then, like, I stop myself. I'm able to stop myself.
But that means you haven't had enough honey. By the way...
of course not.
We're done the first cup. Well, yeah, we're done the first cup. There's about 25% of the Henny left. I say we pour the shots and see how much we have left. The bottle's almost done.
The shots are the fine. Let me pour the shots.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Paul did a great job pouring the shots. You know what I wanted to do for the finale, bro?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to fucking do a video. I miss a video, bro.
Video episode, yeah, but you'd be sitting here fucking editing for 6 hours.
I know. But I miss it. Like, it was so much fun.
Look at this, dude.
Because it's a different, like, component. Like, listening is great, but, like, actually, like, seeing the interactions, like, it's different. Dude, those are fat fucking shots, bro. Like, what are we doing here? What are we actually doing here?
Bro, that's a fair shot.
Alright, pour the last cup. Last time, pour it all in one. Pour it all in one and just half it. Alright, this guy's going fucking drip by drip. What time are we at? Hour and a half? Alright. Usually 2-hour finales, so... Let's see how you're doing here. He's pouring the last cup.
Who's got more?
This one knows. It got my fucking eye. Ow. Just pour the rest of it.
This is my cup.
That one has a little more.
Which one?
Yours.
I'm not a pussy. I'll take more. I don't give a fuck.
Let me see. I mean, they're basically even.
Well, the ice is fucking water by now.
Yeah, the ice is actually water. It's literally water.
I'm gonna mix this one, dude.
So. No ice.
So how are you feeling? So I'm sober. Fully.
I'm not. Fully.
Bro's in the window. Wait, did I explain this concept, by the way? Oh, alright. Did I explain the window concept? Have I ever explained the window concept?
Oh, yes, right. Yes. You gotta stay within the window. Yeah. Yes, you have.
You know what the booth is?
You have not explained the booth.
Let's dive in. I learned about this literally today.
Okay, so obviously you haven't mentioned it.
I got a stat message from the creator of the concept of the window, whose birthday was yesterday.
Jake. Hold on. You poured too much Coke last time. Only pour a little. Just quick. Quick finisher. Yep.
Alright, so the booth comes before the window. We don't need to know about the booth.
No, a little more. A little more Coke. Holy fuck.
Oh, that smells strong.
Ugh!
So the booth comes before the window. The booth is that state where you're before the window, you're feeling all right. You start getting some liquid confidence, right? That's the booth. The booth, you got that liquid confidence. You're feeling yourself a little bit, but you're not in the window yet. The window, you're like fucked up. You're feeling yourself, you know? But the booth is like, all right, I'm in the booth, you know?
Yeah.
You just got to get it. Like, the booth is like, all right, for single guys, the booth is like, that's the state where you want to talk to girls. You got some liquid confidence. The booth. You go talk to girls. You know?
Right. And you're not going to say some stupid shit. Yeah, you don't seem fucking...
Yeah, you just got that confidence,
but
you know?
Isn't that still within the window? Then what's the window, then?
No.
What's the window? What's the difference between the window and the booth?
The window's like, bro, I'm feeling myself like I'm there. It's like when it's that point of drunk where you don't want to be, like, you don't want to get more drunk and you don't want to be less drunk. Like, you're in the window, you know?
But I feel like when you're in the window, you should still be good to communicate.
Nah, fam. Because when you're in the window, like, you could also say some, like, out-of-pocket shit because, like, you're feeling yourself, like, you know, like, you could still feel really good and, like, be feeling yourself, and, like, you'll say some shit and you'll come across, like, oh, this guy's saying some fucked shit, you know? But, like, when you're in the booth, you're fully aware of everything. You're not even, you wouldn't even say you're fucked up.
You just got tipsy, the liquid confidence.
You're tipsy, you got that liquid,
First couple shots type thing.
Yeah. No, not like the first, second, maybe three or four, you're in the booth.
I mean, getting into four tequila, you're in the window.
Nah, fam,
what you talking about?
Hell no, bro. I'm not even in the window right now, bro.
You're literally...
I'm not in the window, bro. Maybe touching the booth.
You're touching the booth?
Like, maybe touching the booth. Maybe. Nah, fam, bro. Yeah, I'm about to make some calls real quick. Not right now, but...
Some phone calls? We're almost done. The bottle's almost done, but we can't finish.
Well, the bottle... So, the bottle's empty.
The bottle is empty. I gotta go piss.
You have any more questions?
Third time? Yeah.
Bro, I gotta piss for a third time.
I only have one more, though.
Hold it for what I get back. and start chatting up some bullshit.
All right. I guess I have to filibuster until Paul leaves.
It's not going to take me long.
It's obviously not going to take him long. Doors are wide open. Listen, let's just have a review of tonight. That's what I think. Let's take this time as. I'm feeling great. I'm in the window. I'm getting towards the end of the window. I guarantee by the end of this shit, I would have broken the window. You see what I'm saying? You see what the fuck I'm saying? I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. I can't even put sentences together. I would just like to think back on all the finales and compare it with the finale that we're at right now. I think the only time I was more fucked up was the fucking
Captain Morgan
spice room.
You're that fucked up.
I'm fucking tismed right now. Listen, I'm still coherent. You know what I'm saying? I can understand.
Really, this. The JMO episode was bad too.
No. But I'm like a JMO. Professional. I'm a professional at JMO. You know how many times I finished a fucking bottle of JMO?
Bro, JMO episode was the second worst. The Captain Morgan one, bro. The Captain Morgan one.
Numero uno.
I shit you not. That's the worst. I've been since like I don't know how long. I haven't been that fucked up in a long time.
The tequila
time.
Episode I don't wasn't know, even that bad.
I don't know how I made it from the soccer house to the UC. Christina told me she came out of the UC early. She watched me as I was stumbling in a zigzag to the fucking UC gate. For anyone who's from who's seen NJIT, you know there's like Bleecker Street that comes up that you know that road. Bro, I was literally walking in a zigzag. That was bad.
I've always had the comfort of being able to stay in the location I was drinking. Soccer house, I live there. Our current location, I live here. So, what I have always done, and if you say that it's soft, fucking do what we're doing. Do what the fuck we're doing, and then talk to me. So, I always gotta pull the trig. Not because I'm
classic,
too fucked
that's
up.
That's a class. No.
Not because I'm just so fucked
that's
up.
That's not nothing to be.
I'm thinking about Morning Anthony. You know what I'm saying? How's Morning Anthony gonna think? How's Morning Anthony gonna
feel?
Is
this the question? The last question?
I have a question.
Yeah, but wait. Morning, no. Pulling trig, just for reference, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the best things that you can do if you're more fucked up than you want to be. If you know that you have to be up in the morning.
If you're bloated.
Yeah, if you're bloated.
Especially
anything,
with heavy beer drinking.
Anything. You get it out of your system. It's like, and I shit you not, there have been points where it's been 10 o'clock, right? The party started at 9. It's 10 o'clock. I was pre-gaming. And I was, you know, part of the pre-game at the location. I was there. I'm fucking trashed. 10 o'clock. I gotta go longer, right? What do? You go to the bathroom. You pull trig. Revival. That's like...
Revive.
Divide... your fucked up level by 2, that's what it does. And it gets it all out of you. You don't feel nauseous when you take a shot. You could drink
more.
Essentially, it gives you like an extra capacity.
It does.
As they would say at work.
Because think about it, right? When you drink alcohol, let's say you take a shot, it's not like your body immediately processes that shot. And you are now that fucked up, right?
I feel like marijuana does that, though, right?
Well, yeah, with weed, obviously. But with alcohol, it takes time for your body to process the alcohol to get you to that level of fucked up. It's not like me and Paul.
It takes like 15, 20 minutes for it to get into your bloodstream.
I don't know how long it takes, but it's not like me and Paul took that first shot And within 60 seconds, me and Paul started feeling fucked up. Right? That's not how it works. So, if you're drinking heavily, you may get super fucked up, but you may still have 4 or 5 drinks worth of alcohol just sitting in your stomach. And if you try to go to bed, you'll still have those 4 or 5 drinks that are going to be processed by your body, right? But if you throw it all up, from that point on, you have nothing left in your stomach, nothing left to process. Yeah. From that point on, you're only going to get more sober, right? Unless you continue to drink.
Think about this concept, right? Let's say you drink, even, let's take 6 drinks, for example. That's 6 cups of whatever the fuck you like to drink, right? That's a lot for your stomach to even hold in your, you know, to hold in itself. You don't want to hold that inside of you when you go sit down. Like, your stomach's going to feel sick anyway, regardless of the fact that you're feeling a little drunk, right? You know, your head's spinning, you got the spins. So that plus the nausea, you want to get it out of you, right? You go pull trig, you get it all out of you, and it's like
$1 million.
You wake up the next morning, and that saves you nausea, that saves you partially hangover, because obviously you have like a little bit of it. But you know the difference between nauseous hangover and regular hangover?
Yes.
Big difference. Big difference.
Headaches versus feeling like shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I mean, I've woken up some days where I didn't pull trig, and I felt like shit in the morning, and I've had to go pull trig.
It's a must. You know? It's a must.
Mandy. You got the last question? Can you pull it up, please? Because we gotta wrap this up. We got... What have we been going for?
Hour 42.
Light shit. All right.
Okay. So somebody texts me. When you think of Henny, what do you think of?
I think of, like, dog shit, you know? Dog I mean, shit? No. But How what I you... mean what I mean by that is, like, when you start drinking the Hennessy in my family, it means that you're a man. So I mentioned that the first time I drank this was with my family. The men in my family drink Hennessy. So for me, Hennessy, I've seen it literally my whole life growing up. So as soon as you start drinking it, that's when, like, when you start drinking at the family parties, that's when you take that step from being a boy in the family to being a man in the family. You know what I mean? So that's what I think when I see
that's Henny. Crazy when you said Henny was like your family drink. I found that wild.
Believe it or not, for Polacks. But granted, like, when we go to other events with other people, it's different. But let's say it's a birthday party, anything. Like, where the family comes over, the men are drinking Hennessy.
I'm almost done my drink. And then we're on to the last shot. You know, I have to look up. I think we have one. Let me just confirm. We do. But it's kind of BS. You're trying to... How much you got left in your drink? A little more than I do. Chug, you see mine? Little baby.
That's baby shit.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm not gonna kill this.
I hate this.
Let's end it.
I'm done. You haven't come up with a question yet.
All right.
Just some bullshit to tide us over.
Alright. 23 years. One decision you could change. What would it be? And this is a deep question because remember...
We're 2D podcast.
Remember this. Remember that there are some decisions that could change the path of your life, and there's certain things in your life that you wouldn't want to change, right? So what's one decision that you would change in your life? It could be all the way down the line where it changes the complete direction of your life. What's one thing you would change?
God, there's so many options. One thing that I would change in my life. I think it would be, there's so many difficult ones. Because I would obviously change something. Like I went back. I'm considering a couple options here. I would say, back when I was in high school, I fucked up my relationship with my best friend.
Oh, that, yeah.
And I would go you back. Mentioned that. I would go back in time and I would change that. Because he kind of, no pun intended, he fell off the deep end. So I think that, if anything, I would change that. Because if anything, it would make his life a little bit better. And also mine. I mean, it doesn't really have any effect over me right now. But I just feel really bad about the whole situation. What about you? It's a hard question, especially when you're fucked.
See, my instinct answer would be nothing. I wouldn't say anything. But if I had to pick one thing, I would probably... Fuck, man. I don't know. Because my instinctual response to that, not including... Because first thing I would say is I wouldn't change anything, right? Second thing is I wouldn't be an electrical engineer. Because it's fucked. But at the same time, like, I wouldn't be where I am without that.
Yeah, you can't change being an electrical engineer.
No, because I know where my talent is, and it's not electrical engineering. Hell no.
What's your talent? Bro, it's,
talent is talking. I would be in sales. Hell yeah.
Will you build to that?
I might. Honestly, I'm telling you right now, I still debate going into sales. I still debate it. Because I think I could sell easy. No problem. But even with that, I don't know if I would change anything. I'm trying to think of one thing that I really would change.
So many life decisions, right?
Because I want to really think about this one.
It's hard. It's a hard choice. Finish your fucking cut. Finish your cut so we have one last fucking... There we go.
If I could change one thing... He's taking a video, I think, right?
Of course. For the fans, just know there's only one shot left.
All right. I think I got it.
The episode is coming to an end.
If I could change one thing, it would be the agreement that every finale would be to finish a whole bottle of liquor.
It's such a hassle, but we have to do it because we said we'd do it.
This, and I'm going to say this right now. Honestly, after today... this isn't going to happen again on my watch. I'm not ready to do another bottle. I mean, we've gone through it 7 times aside from the beer episode. I'm not ready to do this again.
No, don't say that, Paul.
Wait, let's talk about it right now. We got a couple minutes. What's next? Honestly, what kind of alcohol is next? Just we've done tequila, we've done vodka, we've done whiskey, we've done cognac. What the fuck is next? Nothing. We've gone through it all. I'm done. I'm never doing this again.
You can't say that.
And I'm sober while saying this. That's the crazy shit.
Allegedly.
Nah. Bro. Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Can't be doing this shit anymore because it makes my stomach feel a little different, you know? No, I'm Shane.
No, 2D Podcast. We'll see you guys next finale. And we'll see then what the situation is. I have no clue what fucking alcohol we're going to do next. I'll
pour the chaser just in case.
No, I need a chaser for this one. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to go
from the deep.
From the fucking deep. Where we go deep into the comments section to listen to our fans, the deep, and hear from you guys. We have one comment on our last post, our Nino episode, from none other, you heard him before on this episode, Ario.Maui gave us the eye emoji and the fire emoji. I personally think that last episode was gas.
What did Ario say?
Eye emoji.
Oh.
And fire emoji.
One of the most supportive members of...
We love
Aria. The Deep.
We love Aria. We love everybody from The Deep. But we love Aria especially. Holds near dear to our hearts.
Anyone who sticks... Anyone who... Honestly. Anyone who's listening to this right now.
If you made it this far, you're one of the guys.
You have made it this fucking far.
You are The Deep.
And we appreciate you guys because
we love you guys.
And let's be honest, Caruso, and I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart, because we could have 0 listeners right now, and we sit there and we have this, I mean, we have this friendship that we do, and we don't do this for anyone else. Honestly, it's for ourselves. We do this because this is like a getaway from
it is
our life.
But we also do it for the people listening.
And if you've made it this far, honestly, we thank you guys because I don't know how. I mean, you guys are the reason why we keep going. The few of you guys that are out there, because we know we're not some kind of big fucking podcast.
Yeah, like 20, 25 and listeners a week.
We've always said we don't give a shit if we get 1 listener to fucking 10,000. We don't give a fuck. And we obviously know we're closer to 1 than 10,000, but I mean,
unfortunately,
listen, you guys keep us going, and we appreciate all your support. Ario, thank you for all you do.
And thank everyone from The Deep for what you guys do.
Cheers to the last fucking Henny shot. Taking
this last shot. Oh my god. Thank you everybody for listening to another episode of 2D Podcast.
Holy shit.
I'm fucking hammered. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
2 weeks, we'll be back. Episode 71, Season 8. We'll be back again. Shane.